All right, well, welcome forth the long night. I'm here with my friends Scott, Matt, and Tom.
What's up?
At the moment, we're friends.
Hey, I thought it was a good joke.
It was a terrible joke.
Well, tell us the joke.
My feelings are hurt.
That he's a closet Swiftie.
Yeah, we're waiting for the review of that concert.
That's the worst thing you've ever said to me. All the years I've known you. No, that's the worst.
That's definitely not the worst.
No, that is the worst.
So did you go to both nights or just one of them?
Neither.
Me calling your car like you're moving to Portland with a bike is not worse?
No.
Oh, no, because I didn't say much worse to him about that car.
He says worse, and I get TikToks that are worse.
You should see the TikToks.
Or how I said that, I thought when you go through a midlife crisis, that's not what you buy, like you're moving to Portland.
It's still not worse.
I thought it was a convertible.
It's
still not worse.
I'm not accusing him of eating granola with it, with that car.
So does he eat granola in the car?
On my way to a Taylor Swift concert?
I was going to say, that would be the first song I would think of.
How many Cliff Bars you eat in that car in a day?
Cliff Bars. Well, he's already the hipster beer guy, so, I mean, it fits that way.
Jesus Christ. Just think of the bad things we say about you when you're
when not I'm not here. Or what gets said off air. Hey, maybe Cliff Bar will sponsor us.
Yeah.
Or did we just add Cliff Bar not on the
just because you drive the Portland car doesn't mean you get it. The sponsorship.
Nah.
Well, I should.
You gotta actually, like, go there.
Zuberg.
I'm not coming back. Because you guys suck. Okay. I'll fucking stay there.
Yeah.
I'll find new friends.
I dare you until the first homeless guy bugs you.
I'll form the Long and Forth podcast and we will be your arch rival.
Long and Forth. What the fuck?
Oh. I hope so.
My goodness.
You and the three bums at your campsite.
And I'm going to call them Roger, Scott, and Tom.
There you
even
go.
Though their names are Bob, Bill, and Dave.
Well, you give them 20 bucks, you probably
I'll call them whatever the fuck I want.
20 bucks is 20 bucks.
Here, wear this Saints hat. You've done that before, Dave.
Give them
here's
an extra
20 bucks.
Give them an extra 5 and you might get a bum fight out
of it. All right, fake Scott, punch fake Roger in the face.
I'm gonna
live out violent fantasies on the Long and Forth.
Next thing you know, he's sharing a jail cell with Chiefsaholic for running a hobo fight club
in Portland.
It all started off so innocent.
All started in the front seat
of a Subaru.
That's where you gotta go to Northern California. That's where all the shit is.
Oh, yeah. That's where you could go Bigfoot hunting and then run into a meth lab.
Yeah. Get shot at it.
Go possum hunting inside of the Oakland Alameda Coliseum.
Yeah.
Which
is still a better baseball team than the Royals.
Mm. Yes, but not a better stadium.
That's very true. We do have that going for
us.
That
is true.
There's one fucking thing in the entire universe.
Well,
so what's the Oakland record?
I don't care what the record is. Team's still better.
Franchise. I can't even say.
They have a plan. They're trying to suck on purpose.
No, they were the only one that got graded worse than the Royals.
Yeah, that's great company.
So, I mean, we're not the...
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
One game behind.
All right.
The A's are, or we are.
The A's are.
Okay.
All right. There we go.
They got 25 wins. We got 26.
But I thought we established weeks ago on the podcast that Oakland doesn't count. We're putting an asterisk by it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're worse. Yeah, we need someone other than Oakland to jump in the fray.
We're the only two teams with less than 30 wins. So.
Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ. We're at the All-Star break and we have 30 wins.
No, we don't.
We don't
have 30 wins. No. I mean, yeah, that's fucking...
So... Petro had a very interesting...
Where are they on pace for? 116?
Petro had a guy on the radio today, and it was quite hysterical because it was one of those awesome non-scripted moments, and he was doing his final four questions.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, okay, the Royals are on pace for this many wins. How many wins will they get? And there was legitimate silence on the other end when he was like, are you serious? They're on pace for 43 wins? It took him a minute. Like he had to gather himself because he didn't realize they were that terrible. And the only reason why he went 57, I believe, is what he said, And he said, it's just because of the math, I don't believe you can stink that badly for that long.
We're going to put it to the test.
We're going to test that math.
Yeah.
Because it's not that great.
Thank God for Yarborough on Sunday. Otherwise, this 10-game losing streak is right back in.
You would have been sweating bullets going.
We'd be wrapping that 10-game losing streak up by Friday or Sunday.
Yeah, Matt would have been fucking shit. Are you kidding me? Because what they go?
I'm gonna go broke having to buy you the.
I think they lost six in a row.
Yeah, six or seven.
Once you get to six or seven games, you are really sweating it out, though. Because
They lost six straight. Had they lost that Yarborough game on Sunday, that would have been seven. All it takes is Friday, Saturday, Sunday,
and you're back at 10 again.
And that's Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
That we're playing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all over again.
And they've got to be hungry for some payback because they don't like that we split with them.
500 against us?
Yeah. They're going to break it off in them.
Good.
Disrespectful bastards.
Yeah. But at least the draft, I think we
threw another couple of trash bags on the dumpster fire. It was fucking terrible.
Well, we might as well start with Scott. Oh, why it was crazy.
Okay.
Let him start.
Okay.
No.
What? You Scott? Wanted to be
no,
the...
No, you are the guys that are shitting on it.
Well, here's what I'm shitting on, and it kind of came... Or here's what I'm saying about it. It kind of came from a text I got from Matt about...
The all right, flurry of texts?
Well, it... Basically saying...
At fucking 10:30 at night...
Said the Chiefs, or said the Royals were basically thinking they were smarter than everybody else.
You should realize you're the helpline at 10 o'clock at night.
I am not.
Imagine him by the phone. Help desk.
Click.
More like crisis. Yeah.
Suicide hotline, he hangs
please
up
hold
on me.
Yeah.
Royals fan crisis line.
Yeah, you're fucked. Hang up the phone.
All right, start again, Tom.
Okay. But I would say one of the things Matt said was that the Royals were making moves like they thought they were smarter than everybody else. All right. Drafting a high school catcher in the top 10.
So you're telling me that's not true?
Well, I am. I am telling you that's not true because.
Which part's not true? That they
that they're not smarter than everybody else.
First part.
Yeah. Well, that, you know, I'm sure everybody who's read anything on it has heard, you know, nobody had drafted a prep catcher in the top 10 since 2008. That guy for the Marlins never made the big leagues. And then...
Do you know how many of them have made it to the big leagues since, like, 80-something?
What, catchers?
Mm-hmm.
Prep catchers?
Mm-hmm.
No.
It was like... 5 out of 19.
Yeah. Yeah, so playing real good odds there. When you have...
Are you talking about, like, first round? Uh-huh. Or just...
Oh, first round.
Okay. And I believe the most recent was Maurer.
Yes.
I think so, actually, it's Bryce Harper.
Catcher.
Mm-hmm. He didn't play catcher. But he was a catcher.
He was drafted as a catcher.
Okay.
So, out of high school.
But I think what Roger is quoting is they actually played catcher.
Yes. That you're playing catcher.
I don't want to give away your spiel, but yeah. I know what your take's going to be.
Right.
You know you're wrong.
Okay.
Well, yeah. But look, if you're...
No, they're saying you drafted as a catcher and made it as a catcher.
Yes.
It's like 5 out of 19.
And you did it even though you're dumb. With everything that you do, you still did it because...
Well, then
dumb.
They did the college stat. And it catchers that made it to the pros that were college players. Hmm. And it was like... 10 for 14 or something that made it. It was actually like a really high number. So that's all they were trying to establish.
Yeah.
Sorry. When you have a shit
farm system that is completely depleted and has nothing, you don't take a chance like this. All right. If it was Bruce Veach doing this with a, you know, late first round pick in the for the Chiefs making a reach, then.
So is Bruce Veach a real name or a fake name?
Sorry. Well, no, it's somebody I used to work with. So, Brett Veach is...
That was like Bruce Veach. No. Did you just make this up?
No, I was waiting for the insult. I knew there was an insult.
No, that is somebody I worked with who retired years ago, but...
I thought that was... Okay.
No, it was not. But no, saying if you're Brett Veach and... If you're Brett Veach with the Chiefs, you can believe that maybe you do know something that others don't. But when you're the fucking Royals who have nothing in your farm system, you're grasping at straws. And then when your compensatory pick that you take in the, you know, the sec 2C or whatever, everybody else had rated in the 180s and 160s, and you're drafting them in the, you know, 60-something. No, you're not smarter than everybody else. That's not how you stock up your system. It's fucking garbage. So the team's a dumpster fire. The whole organization is.
And what I hate about it is you're kind of looking for a glimmer of hope to find anything. Because the baseball team's terrible. But it's July. We can't fix that, right? They're terrible. A few weeks ago, we were waiting for the press conference from Sherman maybe to do something. No. Did not do anything to make anyone feel better about the situation. And then you have the draft. And to Tom's point, that is the... Because we know Sherman's not going to spend his way into winning a team. At least he's not given us any indication he's going to. So you're going to have to draft your way back into a spending team.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why that first pick is stupid. Because he's a high school kid. So even if you're changing his position, he's years away from helping you at the Major League Ball Club. As opposed to, there were several players, and I realize we can debate whether or not it was catcher, but Teal was there. And if they really don't, if it's legitimately about not having a catcher, they, okay, but Teal was there and he could be in the bigs in 2 years. Red Sox fans were fucking thrilled that he fell to them at 14.
Who is a catcher?
He's a catcher.
Yeah. Right.
And I liked what Scott or what Tom said, because it's like when you're this bad, I don't like reading the analysis where reach air quotes, risky air quotes, project air quotes at the 8th overall pick. Had they taken him even as the compensatory pick at the end of the first round, if he happened to be there, I'd feel completely different. But this team in that slot at that player was a terrible pick. And the kid may be able to ball. But it's too much of a risk with a team that is this bad, with a farm system that is that bad. You needed to draft somebody that is a couple years away, that is, and regardless of the fucking position, because let's face it, your entire farm system is trash. So, is he a second baseman? Sure, he's a second baseman, because I sure as shit don't know who the second baseman is that's coming up that's going to save us, because he ain't there.
Well, my, so, my rebuttal to you then is, why do you need somebody to be up in 2 years? Do you anticipate us to have a dramatic turnaround and be pretty damn good, and now the one thing that we're missing is that one guy that we drafted, and we're going to have him.
So you're going to justify drafting, reaching for a high school kid because we'll have time to let him develop?
With this
form, is that going to be your argument?
With this development?
At this point, why not?
You have more faith in them developing him than I do?
True.
And then the other thing is...
What makes you think they can develop
him? All this crap goes hand in hand because... Dude at that press conference said, I don't know if I would have spent any more money in the offseason knowing what I know now, because I'm waiting for our nucleus. By taking a high school player, you're not even close to having that nucleus up for about 4 to 5 years. So you're kicking the can another couple years down the road, mm-hmm. because he's a high school kid.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to... It almost seems like they're trying to recreate what they did between 10 and 12,
mm-hmm.
where all these guys were coming up at once.
Right.
But you haven't been able to recreate anything that got you that World Series. Why do you think now this is another thing you're going to be able to recreate? So you're not wrong. I don't think he's going to come up in 2 years and save it. But if you draft a guy that's 20 or 21 and he's up in two, you're another couple of years closer to the next couple of guys trickling in as opposed
but
to...
But you're also a couple of years closer to him being off this team when you are trying to get something established because you're not going to afford him if he becomes a superstar, which none of us think that's going to happen anyway. But then you might as well just look at Rodgers' viewpoint all the time and just fucking trade him. Fucking trade him. Well, then what's the point in drafting to begin with? If we can't even get to a point where this team is actually showing any improvement, and then he is the one bright shining star amongst it all, well then you're right, trade him. Because he's not going to do us any good if we still suck.
Honestly, I don't think they're capable of drafting a star.
But best case scenario, he becomes a superstar. We still suck, and there's nothing to help him.
Well,
the scenario I was talking about a few weeks ago, and I asked you guys this question. I said, let's just pretend Brady Singer is the greatest pitcher in baseball right now.
All right.
What do you do with him? Do you trade him? Do you keep him? And hopefully you build pieces around him. What do you do? Well, that would be no different than this kid. If he becomes a superstar, comes up from the minor leagues in a couple years, and he is the lone bright shining star on your team, what are you going to do?
Because you didn't probably do your homework and drafted so badly, you're going to have to move him. And I would argue that we kind of already seen the foundation for this with this draft, because I think you could have gotten a better player at 8. Now, you may have not have gotten Blake, whatever, I think this is first. Yeah. You wouldn't have probably gotten him in the second round, because I did see him graded out in the first round, but I saw nowhere where he graded out in the top 10. So I think I talked to you about this on the phone. My problem with the Royals is it's not just who they pick. It's who they didn't pick instead of the guy that they picked. And draft guys that are ready, so it's not just one superstar. Maybe the first three guys you pick are ready to come up in 2 years. This guy's not. But if you had taken a guy that was more major league ready, regardless of position, I don't care what position, but if you'd taken someone that was major league ready in 2 years and you had done that with your first several picks, that's a start. The first round, but your first round pick is a project. You don't take top 10 picks as projects, man.
Anybody need a beer? God damn it.
Sure.
Sure.
Okay.
That's where I'm with you.
I'm
all for drafting for the future, like Scott says. But also, you got really nothing that's on this team that's stand out. So why not try to get a college guy that kind of stands out?
And I think that they are so tone deaf, because only this organization would be so dumb to get up there and talk about all of this upside to this guy, to draft a catcher 8 overall when no one has been dumb enough to do it for years, as opposed to pick whatever player you want. The 21-year-old, 22-year-old, whatever. Hey, this was the kid. He was the number 11 player on the board. He was there at number 8. We went with the best available player because I think he's going to give us the best chance to get to the big leagues and help us win games faster.
Well, and here's my biggest problem with taking a catcher. And it's not the facts of a catcher. It's the fact of how many pitchers do you need on a club?
A lot.
How many outfielders you need?
At least 4.
How many catchers do you need?
1.5.
Why are we drafting a catcher when we need pitchers and outfielders and center fielders?
You don't draft pitching in the first round.
There's a really nice infielder available that they didn't take.
That's what I'm saying.
Most analysts nowadays say you don't draft pitchers in the first round.
Well, the first overall pick was one.
Yeah. I was going to say, there's a lot of pitchers in this draft that got drafted in the first round.
Well, I'll tell you guys right now, with baseball specifically, I don't take a lot of value in what a lot of the experts say, because this is one of the biggest crapshoots in all of sports.
Well, it's true.
Worse than basketball, worse than football.
You're not wrong, but we're terrible at crapshoots.
But we are at that too.
Well, and
yes. I understand that, but why are you not drafting something that you need the most of?
Well, my argument has been is when you draft a high school, when you draft a high school kid, I'm not looking at the position. I don't give a fuck if he's a catcher, pitcher, DH, and I don't care, because that is probably not going to be his position by the time he gets up to the big leagues.
Okay, that's great if he's a great hitter. He is not known for his hitting, though.
He's known for his defense as a catcher.
No, he's known for his hitting and his pitching.
No, his hitting,
he can actually
his
pitch
hitting
too.
Is average compared to other people that have been drafted, but his defensive is the thing that his coach brought up and why
yes.
he's so great.
But he's also a multi. He also played other positions. He was not just.
This
a
is from.
In
this
high
is,
school.
I realize
so it
that,
means that he is a better athlete than. And I was telling Matt,
but that
this
doesn't
before,
make them a better MLB.
Well, what I was telling Matt before you guys got here is like, I think a lot of people think of a catcher as the fat kid that was eating the chocolate bar behind home plate. I don't think this kid is it. I think he's a fucking good athlete that can actually still play a different position.
This is from Royals Review. What makes Mitchell a first rounder is his work behind the plate, where he is potentially the best defensive catcher in this class. He's demonstrated strong receiving and blocking skills, ably handling some dynamic but wild pitchers on his USA 18 and under team. The standout tool is his 70 grade cannon, with Mitchell posting pop-up times in the 1.8 to 1.9 second range to throws at second base. The new rules in MLB giving rise to stolen bases, having a catcher to throw like Mitchell would be a huge asset for the Royals. That's a long paragraph.
Sure.
And then it gets to, he also spent time on the mound and can throw a 97 mile an hour fastball. That's the second thing. Mm-hmm. We still have not gotten to hitting. In fact, they don't hardly get to hitting, because the next thing after that is Mitchell's tools and track record make him a slam dunk first rounder, but this was undoubtedly a risky pick. In addition to being a prep catcher, Mitchell is also old for the class, because he'll be 19 next month. This isn't necessarily a problem, because they talk about Bobby Wood Jr., but many model-driven teams prefer players toward the younger end in the class. It's another example of you not doing what everyone else does not work for you.
Well, my counter to that is us doing what everybody else does hasn't worked exactly.
We don't do what everybody else does, though. Show me one thing we do that everybody else does.
Bobby Witt Jr. We picked him. I mean, Mike Moustakas.
That was
Alex Gordon.
That
Eric
was very
Cosmer.
Quickly. It was a long time ago.
But those were not stretch picks.
No.
And as a collective, it worked. We all know that. But as the individual players themselves, they weren't. None of them were the Hall of Famers, the next George Brett's that we thought they would be. They were we got really lucky, and they all worked really well together.
Tell me why you have any confidence at all that they can develop anything.
Right? I don't.
Okay, then
I don't. But
then drafting for development is.
I don't, but what I'm saying is...
And the top 10, drafting for development in the top 10 when you have shown no ability to develop.
We've done both.
In the last 10 years.
We have taken flyers. Christian Colon, Bubba Starling. I don't know. Was Christian Colon actually...
I don't think he was. I think he...
kind of in that
he
spot.
He was a bust. I think he went where a lot of people had him.
Okay, but Bubba Starling.
Should not have taken him.
The guy that we got last year that got
him.
Hurt. I can't think of his name now.
Cross?
No, he's down in the minors. We just drafted him last year, and he's already hurt.
Asa Lacy?
No. The one that was in the top 100, and then he dropped out because...
He's terrible. Yeah.
Yeah, Mazzucato?
No, that's not... Frank? I'll find it.
I was thinking his last name started with a G.
Yeah, it's not.
Anyway, that guy was a bit of a stretch, according to what a lot of experts were saying. But then he winds up being in the top 100. But then he drops back out of it again. Because he gets hurt. I don't know. I ain't got the right answer. Until they start doing something with the scouting department and the coaching staffs down in the minor leagues,
yep.
We're fucked.
Yep.
We're fucked.
Yep.
So I don't care if they drafted fucking Boston Tom.
He's just trying to add a little levity to the segments.
We're fucked.
They suck. If they want to... Be the Clay County.
So the funny thing that I find out of this is we're all stressed out or just bitching about what they did or didn't do.
It's just another example of how they suck.
Who else were they going to take? And this thing that we don't know, and this sucks too. This is awful as well. What they wanted to draft that guy that Boston got, and his. Whoever is his handler or whatever, called him agent, said, don't draft us because we're not signing with you.
Well, that they've actually...
And that has happened before.
Yes, but not in the last 5 years, you notice, because MLB actually changed a lot of those in the CBA.
But what if it happened?
It has happened in the last 5 years.
Yes, that guy at the Mets.
Yes.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That he ruined his own career because... I don't even know who the fuck that kid is now.
He got redrafted again.
Yeah, and then he's nowhere to be found.
No, he's on a team.
Is he?
Mm-hmm.
On a minor league team, or
he just
did he make it to the? No, what I'm saying, did he make it to the majors?
I think he's so.
Because I didn't think he has even made it to the majors yet.
I think he has. Let me look it up. I can't remember now. I thought he did, but I don't think he's done like a whole lot.
Yeah. So these things happen. Hell, what if that was the best player available that they could fucking sign? Because, honest to God, at this juncture, if your son was about ready to play baseball, get drafted, would you want him to play for the Royals?
Fuck no.
So he could get completely and totally ruined by their fucking, coaching department and never make it and become a bust?
No, he's still in the minors with the Rangers.
Yeah. That's been a while now. That he was drafted
2 years ago?
Was 2 years ago the last time he was drafted? Or is that the first time
he was drafted? That was the first time he was drafted.
And then he was drafted again the next year?
Yeah.
So he's only been 2 years out?
From his first time being drafted, yes.
Okay. I felt like it was longer than that.
No. He's
around COVID time.
No, he got drafted in 2022.
Okay.
Which I guess is true.
But the bottom line is the Royals suck.
Thank you. Great. Grand wonderful. Everybody on the bus.
Because we're driving it off the cliff.
Yeah.
Well, and then
I'm just trying to say I didn't like the catcher pick is because of the position. Not really.
Doesn't bother me.
The position doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
It does me because we.
I don't, but because it doesn't me because if they'd taken Teal, I'd have been happy. Because I think Teal. The Red Sox fan base is fucking thrilled, which just twists the knife because it's like, okay, if you were going to do catcher, you should have done him. Should have picked him. And then there were better overall players available when they took him. Your top 10 pick should not be a project. I should not read risky. Project. I shouldn't read that top 10.
My problem is they just said...
I agree with that.
They just said a month ago they're going to keep Salvi, and it looks like we're going to keep him for another 4 or 5 years. So then why the hell would you draft a catcher when he's supposed to be coming up?
Because they're dumb, and I think Scott's right. They're going to try to move his position.
Oh, I think... Well, I
okay,
think
that's fine, but I don't think he's the person to move.
I'm not going to argue
if
with
you. If you want to do that, then you should have got a better... Which, I mean, they did trade that with Bobby Witt, and he's...
My argument, and I was going to do this, and I completely forgot to. high school players have been drafted any position at all. You pick, and that they actually did come up into the majors eventually at that position. I bet it's not a freakish amount.
I don't.
But as opposed to, like, if you drafted from the college ranks. You draft from the college ranks a catcher.
He's a catcher.
That's true.
You're not wrong, but why are we doing that as bad as we are? Why are you drafting someone already that you're counting on switching the position?
I'm saying this across the board. High school, not just the Royals in high school.
I get that. Just across but the board. Why you don't... the Royals are doing that when there were more ready-made people available? That's my problem.
Well, did they like his athleticism, or did they like the fact that he's a catcher?
They seem to like his defense as a catcher.
Who wrote that?
Royals Review.
The Royals Review.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I read a lot of places, was that they defensively... He's really good. You drafted a defensive catcher, and if that's the case, you wasted the pick on a defensive catcher in the top eight. Do you know how many good defensive catchers you could find anywhere? I would have rathered, like, it's almost like they're trying to sell us on how sexy of a pick it is because of all the stuff he might be able to do. I don't want a sexy pick. Draft the best available guy on the board.
Yeah, you didn't do that. I mean, whatever on that. I just feel like you guys have been a little too focused on him being a catcher, and that's all he's going to be. And I do this the equivalent of your recruiting in high school football. How many times did you guys go up against the best player on somebody else's team, or maybe he was on your own team? He's the best wide receiver in the state, and he's also the best linebacker in the state. Is a college recruiter going to say, this is it, you're just going to be a wide receiver and that's it?
Here's where my stance is. If you look at all the successful teams out there, what player do they all have that's kind of a star that helps your team win?
Well, and that's what I asked a few weeks ago. And
it's usually like an Aaron Judge, like an outfielder, infielder guy, who's fast and a power hitter.
Well, we all disagreed with each other pretty much. Because I think we said ace pitcher.
No, that was if you're building a franchise.
If you're building a franchise.
I thought you said that you have the core.
No, but the successful teams all have a star player.
They're not catchers. And they're not catchers. And none of them ever were catchers. No.
Except the Royals, because it's the most royal thing
My biggest problem is that you drafted a guy thinking he's going to be a star. But the problem is, if you look at all the other guys that are stars, that's not how they get there. That's not what they are. So why do you think that guy is going to turn into that? Because you need a guy that can become kind of a star, unless you're going to kind of take, which I think me and Matt are on the same way, kind of a blend of it. Why wouldn't you take a college guy that's like an infielder or something to try to replace some of these guys that are bad and get a little bit better?
Because
it's better probably to kind of get a little bit better now and then get some draft
the name
because what you just said
is too smart for them.
No. makes me feel like you're talking about the long term. And if you're talking about long term and you draft a college kid and he becomes something fabulous immediately, well, you bring him up with who? You got nothing else.
That doesn't matter.
And if you trade them for more pieces. Sure.
That's
where you stand.
That's how it works. It doesn't matter. This team is so bad, I don't care. So if he does turn in Fion, so what? Try to build around him then. Because that's what the Mariners did. And it worked.
It's working.
It's better than it is for us.
Yes.
Working for the Reds.
They made the postseason, didn't they?
Yeah, for the first time in 20
years.
Yeah.
Plus years, yeah.
So, no, it does work. And yeah, it is kind of maybe a long-term haul because you kind of have to... But the problem is you're at bottom low, so it don't matter.
So
that's why I wanted them to take one of those guys from Vanderbilt or Wake Forest, because I felt like they were just – I watched those guys. You know who they're better? They're fucking better than Kyle Isbell. That's who they're fucking better than.
Nate Eaton.
They're better than fucking Nate Eaton.
I beg to differ on that.
That's who they're better than. So I don't give a shit what their name is. Or they're better than the guy we got.
To Roger's point, when I did not want them to draft Teal. I want to make that clear. I didn't want a catcher. My problem when they took him was if you were going to take a catcher, I didn't like the pick. But when I'm watching that draft unfold, the guy and I'll admit, I'm kind of having to research this on the fly because I don't follow major league college baseball football. It's too hard. But I'm kind of looking.
Well, they draft too many guys.
The Cubs ended up taking Shaw, an infielder. And when I read his bio, he was a shortstop, but he's projected in Major League Baseball to be a second baseman because he got a good glove. He didn't throw, I guess, particularly well. I have more faith in an organization being able to make a shortstop into a second baseman when he's been playing high-level college baseball. As opposed to...
It's a natural transition.
It is.
Transition. So it's not
reason why I say that is I don't want you to think that you're not wrong. People do get moved.
Yeah.
But moving a catcher to any position is hard. And because he's younger, it's going to take longer to get him there. They could have taken Shaw. And if you didn't want him to play shortstop, you could move him to second base. But I would feel much better about that pick because he actually, I think, on most people's boards, was actually slotted somewhere in 6, 7, 8. And the Cubs ended up getting him like 3 picks after we did. And that's like the most Royals thing ever, that it's going to be the dude not taken 2 rounds later that you could have had, but the guy that was taken just after you. And the Cubs aren't much better at this than we are, hence why they've only had the one real run recently. But Jesus Christ, I would at least, when I think I'll be less hard on the Cubs when Shaw doesn't work out, because Shaw, I think, was the right person at that pick. The guy we took wasn't, not at that pick.
I'm looking at an article here on SB Nation that's, it's from a while ago, but it's the all-time team of players that were drafted and then changed positions.
Oh.
Eddie Murray was drafted as a catcher.
Been a minute.
Yeah. That was one honorable mention in that. There were several honorable mentions.
When they were drafted, out of high school, college, or just drafted in
general? Just drafted in general. Okay. I could not find anything getting down to that specific.
Yeah.
But, and there's been a lot.
Well, no.
Jim Toomey was a shortstop.
He must have been the largest shortstop to ever play the position.
Man Ram was third base. Dave Winfield, Mark McGuire, Buster Posey, Jack Clark, and Mark Trumbo were all drafted as pitchers.
Dave Winfield was drafted by every professional North American sport. He was that much of an athlete.
He was a freak. Yes. Absolutely.
He could have played hockey.
I was trying to think of Astros. Not Bagwell, but...
Biggio?
Biggio. He was a catcher.
Yes, he was a catcher in the big leagues.
He actually, good. Before they moved him to second base, which is not the...
Normal path.
Normal transition.
No. You know, the experiment with moving Salvi to first, that makes more sense.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm not pinning the Royals' hopes that we have Eddie Murray on our hands, because we wouldn't know Eddie Murray if he fell out of the sky and landed on John Sherman and wiggled. So
he doesn't know who Eddie Murray is, but
he's pretty damn good.
He's a really, 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 really Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Outfielder. Was he outfielder? First baseman.
Yeah, first baseman.
for the
Orioles. Orioles for the most part. Played for the Indians a little while.
Dodgers.
Yeah. Dodgers for
he was a bit of a hired gun there at the end of his career. Yeah. But I choose to remember him as an Oriole.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, and he's in the Hall of Fame as an Oriole. So, yeah. So, I mean, it happened. Bryce Harper. I think I said that earlier. He was drafted as a catcher.
Nationals are better at this than we are.
It's not where he ever played.
I know. Jason Wirth was actually, I believe, a catcher also. Okay. And while not a player level of Bryce Harper, he had a nice career.
But I do feel like, and it's probably an unjust thought process, that the least athletic kid on your team is catcher.
Not anymore.
I think the catcher position is more athletic than it used to be.
But I do think there's still that stigma.
I don't think so as much now. Not with
how I think it's getting a little bit better.
Well, yeah, some of it is stolen bases now. You do have to be pretty athletic to get out of your stance.
Yeah, and that because that's what that blurb there did talk about, that pop ratio or how long it takes to,
which
you know, it's an analytic for everything. You know, I guess I don't want to spend the whole time beating on for this, but my biggest problem is, after that pick, I probably scanned the internet for 10 minutes because Tom got me thinking, because I went off because I didn't like it. And he found one article that was not completely pissing on the pick, right? That was literally the only article that did not piss on the pick. Most people, and I say that with some level of certainty, who write about baseball, who I'll admit, I don't understand the nuances of, and I know it is not easy. Brett Veach's job is so much better than Piccolo's, because it is so much easier, I think, to put a football team together. I don't envy what Piccolo does, but people that actually know this stuff don't think the Royals made a very good pick. And that goes back to where all this started with they keep acting like they're the smartest guy in the room. And their overall draft was that way, because there were the guys they took 4 and 5. They actually got good picks, most people thought, because they were slotted well higher than the Royals took them. But most of their picks in this draft, particularly of the top 10, because they don't bother rating them after that, because it really, whatever the fuck. Most of them were taken significantly higher than the people that make a lot of money.
You guys are gonna berate me for saying this, but anybody that claims to be an expert in baseball drafting, I think is just somebody that's a talking head that gets to make a lot of money by just making shit up. Well, because there is absolutely, positively no way anybody can sit here and tell me that X high school player, just pick a name out of a hat, is going to be a Hall of Famer, or is going to be the biggest bust of... There's no way you can tell me that. College, I'm going to listen to you. But at high school, no, I'm not listening to you. I think you're full of shit.
Okay, so...
if you think anything good or bad.
So, most of the people that I've heard talk about that, who do that for a living, actually said exactly what you said. Still say that about the Royals. I think most of them would agree with you.
Well, and now you're talking about a totally different animal and, of just the Royals and how they develop shit.
Because one of the things I will not do anymore, I have made so many fucking excuses for them. Payroll, TV, no floor, slot allotment. Everyone else is working with the same rules. And it's not like the Atlanta Braves are a army of free agents that were put together. Tampa Bay is not an army of free agents that are put together. Watch that kid from the Orioles in the home run derby. Yeah, they drafted him. And that was the part about the All-Star game that I did not enjoy as a Royals fan. Just about everybody's team representative on that team anecdotally seemed to be about 23, 24.
Adley Rutschman.
Ours was Salvi.
It was, you know who the number 2 pick was?
Bobby Witt.
Yeah.
Yeah, their guy's up. Their guy is up and in the home run derby.
Obviously, we can't help that.
I know
they picked him for, but
and I'm not mad.
It's still, and I it's still one of those deals where it's like, God damn it, here this guy.
Even when you make the right All-Star, pick, it doesn't work.
It's already he's already in the All-Star game.
Yep,
and our guy's not.
But my biggest problem though is our guy is Salvi. Now they picked the right Royal because no one else was deserving, but our All-Star is over 30, and when you look at the other players that were out there, I would bet the average age is 23 years old.
I'd say the average age was maybe 25.
Okay, I'll give you that. It's 25. The average age was not 29. Yeah, Salvi throws it up
and
two
the guy
ages.
And the guy that actually won the MVP for the...
So...
He's the catcher for the Colorado Rockies. He's 30.
He's been around a little bit.
132 years old.
But most of that...
That was his first All-Star game ever.
Well, and they're terrible, so he's there the same reason why Salvi is.
But he got the MVP.
Good for him.
Well, I thought it was cool. But anyway.
But most of the stars in that game were all young. Oh, not ours. We haven't drafted a star in years.
Yeah, there was a good hand. Did you watch the All-Star game?
It was actually pretty fun. Yeah. It was actually pretty fun.
Yeah. And you're shaking your head over there like you couldn't pay me to play or watch that thing, which is the best All-Star game in all sports, but it's okay.
That's not saying much. All the rest of them suck.
I know, right? But
most of them don't try. They're the only one that baseball. Does.
Well, that's my point, though. It's like
baseball, you have to try. Also,
a game would still be getting played if they didn't.
Well, I mean, the thing is, hockey, I think they kind of try, but it's usually guys
that
don't care.
I think they get into double digits in hockey scores, don't they, with the All-Star game?
It's happened before.
I don't know.
Yeah.
There's no clock to save you in baseball.
Right.
If you decide you're not going to play defense and keep letting balls get into the outfield, they're still playing.
True.
Yeah. You just stand there and watch it going, damn, that was impressive.
And I will say this much, that was also a chance, like, I didn't get to watch all the game, but I followed most of it. It was pretty quick.
Yeah.
It moved, but I enjoyed it. I really did enjoy the game. I thought it was a well-played game. It was fun. It was great. I wish they'd go back to just wearing their uniforms with a different hat.
I agree.
I don't like the Seattle-themed All-Star uniform.
I did like the all-black. It wasn't too bad.
But that's usually what happens.
It did remind me of the old Chicago White Sox.
Yeah, the pants that go all the way down.
All right. Total right turn here, but
yeah.
Cincinnati's...
Their
city uniforms, their black ones with the red outline. Oh, those are tight.
Yeah.
I mean, those are...
I like those better than the All-Star unis.
Oh, those are sharp.
Oh, okay.
Have you seen them?
I guess I have.
It's all black, and then the lettering... just has like red almost around it, kind of like it's light coming out. I mean, they are, it's a good looking uni.
Hmm.
And that one kid they got, I imagine,
Cruz.
Is selling a ton of him.
Yeah, De La Cruz.
De La Cruz.
Yeah.
Did anybody see the video on that?
Of him stealing three bases on two pitches?
Yeah. Yes.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
That was incredible.
That was. Well, it was, but it wasn't.
It's like an inside the park home run. Anytime you see an inside the park home run,
somebody
it's always exciting, but somebody fucked up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Sharp.
Yeah, that's
cool.
That's a good looking uniform. I really like that. So.
Yeah.
But you're right, because inside the park home runs are always cool, but somebody misplayed a ball, it just was an error.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what somebody fucked up.
I mean, I because it's who it was. It made it more special.
Sure,
obviously, as opposed to if that was
made more
Nicky Lopez,
Whit Merrifield, you know, just some guy. But they let him steal second because they wanted to keep their shift that they had going.
Mm-hmm.
So okay, that's a gimme. Well, he straight up stole third base,
and their baseman didn't even break for
third. Yeah, they didn't even break for third. And so then he never stopped.
Nope.
But he did. He got to third, and he just kept walking.
Yep, towards, seeing what they would do
towards home.
And that pitcher was paying no attention.
And the third baseman wasn't paying. Yep. Nobody was paying attention. He was halfway to home, and still nobody said anything. And the pitcher's got his back to him, and he's just like, "Okay." I mean, it wasn't even a close play.
No. Oh no.
It was great.
Yep.
I did love that. But at the same time, it's like, what were you guys doing? You morons. Milwaukee.
Certainly seemed like something the Royals would have happened to them.
Yeah.
And not do, but have done to them.
That's what I mean, have happened to them. Mm-hmm. Not for them, to them.
Remember when we were the team that always did that to people? Yeah. That was fun.
That was just a little gap there.
That was fun.
That was a minute ago.
Because I one of the bad things, again, going back to the Royals, but is not good anymore. Is they were showing some of the lowlights on Sunday's game where it's like, we're, hustling, trying, and they're showing just like 0-5 miscues where it's like,
did somebody throw the ball off the back of Harvey's head?
That hasn't
happened. Did
anyone
get stuck under a tarp?
It hasn't happened yet, but we're only at about
halfway
through.
Was
the
it
season.
You and I talking that we were joking that Goldberg was going to get fined?
Yeah.
Joel Goldberg.
Because he was like, they're going to try to break out of this 40 games below 500 rut today with a win. 40! You said 40 games. Did you even hear what you fucking said?
You can. You could. Scott and I were joking about this. You could break the Oakland A's record for 20 games in a row won and still be 20 games under 500. Think about that.
And you're
pile
still
of shit.
The second worst team in baseball.
Should be the worst.
No, well, you
should be.
Yeah,
most years you would be.
You'd still, even with a 20-game win streak.
You'd still be one of the worst teams in baseball. Because you'd be 20 games under 500.
Yes!
You might beat out Detroit. It'd be a close
At that point. If Detroit helped and dropped like 5 in a row while you won 20.
We would be creeping on Detroit.
Creeping on Detroit.
You know, it'd be one of those deals where it's like, don't look now, but Royals are only seven games behind Detroit.
Yeah.
Yeah, you won 20 games in a row.
You won 20 games in a row and you're still terrible.
Still seven games below them.
Yeah. Something like that.
Oh, goddamn.
So, in 2019.
Yes.
Who did we draft?
I don't know.
2019?
Is that Cross?
No.
What's
that? Bobby Witt.
Bobby Witt. Oh,
it's Bobby Witt. Okay. Couldn't remember if that was Singer or Witt.
They were all 18.
They all those pitchers.
So, obviously, Adley Rutschman went first.
Yes.
He's good.
And he's very good.
He's pretty good.
Was he a college?
Yes.
Catcher?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, he was. Nice How try. Many guys of that class have made the All-Star game?
Are you talking about just first rounders?
Yes.
Or, yeah.
That wasn't that long ago.
Grand total. Because here was an interesting fact that they threw out there. There's only like three or four guys in yesterday's All-Star game that were first rounders. Everybody else was third and below.
I'm going to say two.
I'll say since 19, I'll go five.
Just that 19.
Just that 19.
Just that 19 draft.
I'll say five.
I'm going to say two.
Just to be different, I'll say three.
Five.
Oh, wow.
Five guys in that draft were All-Stars.
Yeah, Bobby Witt's not one of them.
No.
Yet.
He's hitting 260.
He's looking a little better.
I don't like the color scheme. It's very suck-eyed.
Yeah, it is.
I don't think...
he's improving.
Sure.
He's not...
last time he was hitting 257.
There was something, Tom.
257 is what he's at.
There was something you said, Tom, a few couple weeks ago.
Freezing cold takes comes back.
Yeah. No, it was a good. It was a good one.
Oh. He's only got 14 home runs. That's not
and like. Was he worth the first round pick? You know, and you could say that about all of our first round picks. to be honest with you, have they?
Do we deserve to have a first round pick?
To be considered a first round pick? You know, we could go to the exact extreme here and go Patrick Mahomes. Has Patrick Mahomes played like a first rounder?
Yeah, I think so.
Sure. Barely. Yes. Has Bobby Witt Jr. played like a first rounder?
No. But this is the conundrum that I'm in as someone who wants to kick dirt on him.
Mm-hmm.
That was still the right pick.
Mm-hmm.
Which one?
Bobby Witt.
Okay.
I'm gonna
be the half full. I see progress with Witt. I see enough. I mean, if he was playing for another team, I think he's better. But my God, when you put Matt, Tom, Roger, and Scott around him, how good can you be?
This is
I don't agree with you there.
I'm in
that's bullshit.
This is a tough.
No,
that affects bullshit. RBI. It's not batting average,
right?
Yeah, what you're selling there, that's bullshit. That's not a good excuse.
The only part of that
is it's not.
But the only part that's actually gaining some traction is his batting average.
But two of these, guys on this list are all stars, and they've been on shit fucking teams. So no, I'm not going to listen to that argument.
No, the only thing I'm saying right now is his batting average is the only thing that is actually improving some. His other stats are just kind of floating around. They're not...
Having 14 home runs does not get you an All-Star game.
No.
Mm.
No.
No. You got to get close to 20.
Well...
Or somewhere around there.
Rosarena was in the home run derby with 14 home runs.
Yeah, but he's a Rosarena.
Oh, so that makes the difference?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't.
The All-Star game has proven it makes a difference. Guys have gotten into the All-Star game with lesser stats, but based upon their years before.
Yeah, well, Bobby Witt's only been around for... This is his second full season now?
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm not holding against him, and I'm not saying he's dead either. I'm not. He's not playing on the same level as some of the others. But
I'm not going to sit here, because, look, they've made picks that I will be like, the fuck. Like, this one. The fuck. That wasn't the case with Bobby. I like the pick, but more importantly, what I was using to kick dirt on the Royals this time was not the case with Bobby Witt. I remember reading nothing but great things.
Yep.
If you want to kick dirt on the Royals and Bobby Witt,
they have his development.
It is.
It is.
It's 100% development.
Whenever you got a guy like, and maybe this is unfair, but we'll use Bryce Harper. Bryce Harper shot through the minors, got to the big leagues, and his fucking rookie year, he made the All-Star game. He did not slow down.
Mm-hmm.
He hit go and kept going.
Yeah.
And Bobby Witt did really well through the minors. I'll say he shot through the minors.
Oh, especially by Royals standards.
Yeah,
he was up quick.
And then he gets to the majors, and it's like... He didn't even get a chance to be awesome.
Is that a technical term?
It is now.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he didn't get a chance to even be awesome.
Also known as
before
Roy.
Everybody, you know, there's always that phase where it's like, oh, this guy's a superstar. And then pitchers and other, you know, stuff start catching up to him and find out their weakness.
And that's the game.
And then
you
they slow down and then you get adjust. He came out. He didn't even become a superstar in his first week. It was just blah.
Yeah, because that's what Royals.
And now he's still not at superstar status by any stretch.
No. And
but he is starting to show signs that I don't know. Maybe he's,
and that goes back to what
I think he'll be. I think he's going to end at the end of his tenure with the Royals. I do think we'll say that he was better than Alex Gordon.
which isn't saying a whole lot.
I know it's not. I know it's not.
And that's the part that sucks, because I don't want a guy taking as high a him ceiling to be he had a nice career.
I know. And that's where
and that's the that's best.
Where, and that's where he's at right now.
It's the best he's ever going to be able to hope for. Mm-hmm. And that and that's where why I'm so... And I have to be careful about this, because I do let one component of this organization bleed over to the other. But it's like, not only... It's like, remember the stat that Danny Matthews were like, well, he's not a very good hitter, but he makes up for it by striking out a lot?
Yes.
Well, you're not very good at drafting, but you make up for it by not developing very well.
Yes. That's yeah. well said.
Yes.
You know, and it's... it, and that's where, like, organizationally, I'm so frustrated, because I really think you're going to have to gut it and start over. Yeah. Because we can't look at when Roger brings up the list of people that the Royals have drafted and pinpoint the problem, whether it was who you drafted or what you did with them. Because it's both.
Well, I think at the end of the day, this is one of the few times that you can actually compare football and baseball. If you're a bad football team, you do have to look inside.
Oh, it's your fault. 100% it's your fault.
And if you're a bad baseball team, yeah, you do have a few strikes against you already, but you are still going to have to look inside.
Mm-hmm.
And go, you can't be this horrible this long.
And everything
eventually well, and, should and at every, least just get lucky like we did in 14.
And everything we're talking about now is highlighted with kind of what Roger was pointing out with the list there. How many guys that have been on that were taken by crap teams over the last 5 years
made
the All-Star game mm-hmm. and their teams are competitive. Mm-hmm. I was talking to you on the phone the other day. I don't give it if I'm a Pittsburgh fan, I don't give a shit if they don't make the playoffs. You've already shown me up to the All-Star break. I at least have a reason to be hopeful.
Mm-hmm.
You've given me a reason to watch. You know, they're in first place for a week.
Longer than that.
Whatever it was.
Not until you jinxed him by threatening to become a fan.
Until I jinxed him by what?
He jinxed him by threatening to become a fan.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, that's when the downturn started.
Yeah.
I thought it was fucking over then. I thought it was when Huggins was driving their bus and crashed it.
Which, well, by the way, he didn't get fired.
Let me put it this way.
But he didn't resign either.
Or he didn't resign. That's what
he's saying. I didn't resign.
I think the team tried filling it in for you. So
bring us back in.
No. So, of these five guys in the 19 draft
mm-hmm.
that made the All-Star game mm-hmm. so far, because I don't know when they made it, but
sure,
some point in time.
Various years. Who were they? Just... Go ahead and listen.
First of all, how many do you think went to high school?
All of them went to high school.
How many were drafted out of high school?
Yeah. Well done, Tom.
Yeah. How many were drafted? How many were drafted to high school? Or out of high school?
From
high school, whatever.
I'd say not very many. I'll just say one
just for shits and giggles. But I'd actually lean towards
if they were already all-stars and they were drafted in 19.
Since 19,
I bet all of them were college.
I'll go one.
One. Yeah.
One.
Okay.
All right.
Adley Rutschman, Josh Jung, Alex Manoa, Corbin Carroll, George Kirby. The only one that was drafted out of high school is Corbin Carroll.
He's fucking good.
He went to the Arizona Diamondbacks.
And he's fucking good.
Shit fucking team.
Yeah.
And made the All-Star game.
Here's another thing that's funny and the difference between football and baseball. I don't know who any of those motherfuckers are. And they're all really in the All-Star game.
You know Rutschman.
And you know Carroll.
You know Carroll, but
Corbin Carroll's a stud.
Yeah, I will have to say that. I don't really know who the rest of them are.
Yeah.
And...
I've heard of Josh Jung.
Here could be the problem though too is, well, we had to pick somebody.
Well, yeah, everybody has to have a right,
yeah.
Which
so if
sure. However, I will say
I'm not trying to degrade that because
but,
it it is still saying something.
But I will say that all of them are in the top 20 of picks, though.
Yeah.
So
people were hitting on their draft picks.
Yes.
Where we're not.
Yeah. The bottom half of the draft didn't hit. Or, you know, with the comps, if you take that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, right.
The top half of the draft was had All-Stars already.
Although, again, I'll say this. Last night's All-Star game, only three guys were in the first two rounds. All the rest of them were third and below.
Yeah, but we suck just as bad at drafting the third round and higher as we do in the top three.
There's no argument there.
They don't draft anybody well.
No.
So they said only three.
Drafted a pitcher at a 7 ERA.
So they said only three guys were drafted in the first round last night?
First two rounds
last night. Only three
and then everything else was third and below.
But the other thing that I don't know if they talked about it because I missed that part. A lot of those are international players that weren't drafted.
Right.
Not in that draft.
So they're not counting the international draft?
No, because that's a completely different draft.
I realize that, but yeah, I'm saying they're not counting still not
that.
Counting
that's not that. Counted
I don't know
in
how
that.
Many of those were actually drafted. I mean, international guys.
Oh, there's quite a few.
Was there?
Just off the top of my head.
Soto,
Garcia from the Rangers.
Otani.
Well, that's a pretty good three already.
I mean,
I've heard of Otani.
Well, yeah, because that's Sherman's going to sign him.
Yeah.
I mean, the list is getting really short once you get those guys in there, though. I mean, so I know it's not like a huge list.
Otani's going to play for the Clay County Royals.
Yeah. Hey, you know what you need to do? You need to trademark that shit. Pull some Washington Commanders stuff.
Clay could trademark Clay County, North Kansas City.
Fourth and long, home of the
Taylor
Clay County
Swift
Royals.
Drive Royals.
You wouldn't want that, Swifty.
Fuck you.
Hey, you were the
See
one
what you
guy.
Started?
No, I didn't start shit. Oh, Salvador Perez.
Yeah, he was international. He wasn't drafted.
Yeah, Salvi, yeah.
Yep.
I was just trying to look through.
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure how many of them were international guys because, again, that's so fucking hard to keep track of that shit.
Well, and the general trend in baseball is well, Royals hell, suck. The best player, Acuna.
Acuna Matata?
It was, is, yeah, is I mean, international.
Literally, if football folded tomorrow and said we're never playing football again, we're never drafting anybody again, baseball still couldn't keep up with the fame that the draft has of in the NFL or the NBA for that matter, because at least you get to watch these guys. Unless you're a super fan, you have never seen or heard of 90% of these guys that have been
and then
drafted.
Orlando Arcia too.
And then
I was gonna say I know what they're trying to highlight, but there's an asterisk next to it. Because a lot of those guys weren't drafted at all.
Yeah.
Which also goes back
well,
to something
Well, they're drafted,
else.
Just not...
Not in that draft. Mm-hmm. Not in the amateur American draft.
Yeah. So then, I guess, okay, I see where they're coming from.
Yeah, they... Well, they didn't specify that either, Rondo.
Because they did that on purpose. You're cherry picking.
That is very cherry picking of trying to say, oh, the later rounds get all...
No, it's cherry picking.
It's true, but I
the
still
guys
think,
we
I still think there's
top,
a lot.
We're top picks in their international draft.
Yeah, but I also see that, and I think this goes back to the high school stuff, drafting in high school. I would love to any team to draft more high school players as you get lower into the draft than college.
That's how most teams do it.
Because you do have a chance to just...
That's what the smart teams do, not the Royals.
And there is where you can find that holy shit, this guy turned into a stud.
We are in agreement. I have no problem with players like the guy we took in the first round, not in the first round.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with it. I don't need a problem with it in the second round. Because for all of my shitting on that pick... Most teams still had him in the first round, but not in the top 10. Because baseball, if you it's kind of like the lottery, and I think it's a better comparison in the NBA. A lot of guys in the NBA draft don't play except for the guys that are taken high. They're not like ready made studs. If you don't get a guy in the top 10 or 12, he's probably just going to be a very fine player for you. And if you take a project, that's fine. If the Royals have been picking 28 and they took him, I would feel completely different about the pick. Because even one of my own criticisms was the average, I think, was 14. So they clearly thought he was pretty good, but he was middle down. You took him at 8. And you're not the smartest guy in the room.
That's just when your pick is. That's your only first round pick. So if he has a first round grade.
But there were better graded players they didn't take.
I'm just making it. I'm being he's devil's advocate.
He's trying to join Scott.
No,
he's being a devil's advocate on that one, because you hear that argument anytime there's a draft. Well, he was great at first round, and that's just when our first round pick was, so went with it. And, you know.
Well, my biggest problem, too, I heard, was that they took that also because of slot money, so they could have later money later on.
Yeah, like, which I'm over. I'm fucking over.
Which, my problem is, you're not spending money in the offseason.
No.
So just
spend it now.
Spend it in the draft.
Yep. Oh, why'd you go down that rabbit hole? Because now I'm angry again.
Because it is affecting
everything. Yeah. All of it's interrelated. It's all interrelated.
Of the Royals being cheap.
Because you didn't tell me that you were going to spend any money in the offseason to try to fix this quick. You talked about building a nucleus, but then you draft somebody in particular to not pay him.
Yeah. To underpay his slot money.
Yeah.
Then where are you spending the money at?
Not on the players.
Well, that's... Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, there's a few things that are indefensible about. But...
Is that one of them?
Well, what you said, Roger, it's...
He's not going to give me the satisfaction. He's going to look at you.
That bothers me, too. But what are you going to do about it?
Yeah, I mean, that's what got brought up on 610, though.
Bitch about it on a podcast. It's
true, because
you know what?
Here's a point that I'll make about that specifically, is when they did decide to actually put money into it, you know who they got? Moustakas, Hosmer.
Yeah.
And those were Scott Boras clients, and at that time, that was not...
Oh, the Major League Baseball had not made
a relationship.
No, he hated us.
And we got him.
Yeah.
It was like, you know what? What do you want? We are willing to pay it. And they did. They got Hosmer. They got Moustakas. Did they pan out to be the greatest players ever? No, they didn't. But
we got a World Series.
But we did get, yeah.
And
exactly.
I'll help you out here also. They were also guys taken where most people thought they should go.
Right.
That was not the Royals going,
right.
Well, there's other guys better, but we think Hosmer.
I feel like Bubba Starling might have been one of the first in this last
modern era of taking the wrong guy.
Where it's like, well, we're going to cheapen this by slotting this and doing that and blah blah blah, and that's. Before that, they were trying.
I think he is the modern day turning point for it.
Yeah,
because I go back to I hope I'm getting this right, but
probably not.
Hoshaver, and who was the guy that pitched all those years with San Francisco that was good? Freak
Baumgartner?
No, the guy before him.
God damn it.
Lincecum?
Yes.
Lincecum. Yeah.
They were taken in the same draft.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Oh, really?
Yep.
2-3 or 3-4 or something.
Hoshaver
like
went right... Hoshaver went right before him.
Yeah.
But when Hoshaver was picked there, there was not a lot of...
Because... That's the way it worked out.
Because Lincecum had pitched in college a lot.
Yeah.
And people were like, his arm's going to fall off.
It did.
He got three World Series before it finally fell off.
That's true. I mean,
and so
it still looked like he was 12 years old.
Yeah, because he had not aged.
Yeah.
So even that
his
one,
his college photo, and his
even that one, you know, I don't like. We don't like it around here because it's like, oh, we could have had Lincecum, but that's hindsight. You know, I think you're right. I think agree. I think Bubba was the first.
I thought Zimmer was too. I thought
Zimmer's after Bubba.
I know, but I thought he was a stretch too.
He was a stretch, yeah. But I think his point was that's when it started to change.
Oh. Yeah, but that was like in 2012.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, but the all other guys were all taken before that. Hosmer, Moose, they were like eight, yeah. Nine.
I see what you mean. Gordon. You're saying when they did this whole money thing, that was
it. That was really with.
That's where it kind of started going. Well,
and then,
here's the thing.
And then even lamer.
We're
and
not going to spend that
I know,
much money.
I know they'll never admit this, but the other part that I thought was really lame was they almost did like a Matt in fantasy football draft, and I took the guy just because he went to Michigan. I think Bubba being from here, they let unduly affect how high they took him.
Agreed.
Yeah.
And agreed. So that only compounded the money part of it.
Unfortunately, he wasn't that great at high school.
He should have played football.
Yes.
Yeah.
Another reason to hate Nebraska.
Yeah.
They couldn't fucking keep him.
He wasn't going to stay there, so.
Well, the still to this day, the one thing that I always will still respect Bo Pelini for, and it's the only one.
Outside he of told that, him to shit or get off the pot.
He's a piece of shit coach.
Yeah.
But the one thing
he
was
tired of Bubba.
He's like, I'm sick of you.
Yeah.
Either you're going to come play for me, or you're going to play for the Royals. Make a decision and do it now, because I'm not fucking talking to you anymore.
Yeah.
Until you make a decision.
That's really what he did.
And Bubba's like, well,
they're going to pay me a lot more money.
Well, fuck you.
Yeah.
That's great.
It's kind of what it boiled down
that
to.
Is, that's what he did. And we've rooted it ever since that's what he decided to do.
Yeah. And it was like, God damn it, Bo. Why didn't you be a little nicer to him?
Yeah, you should have made him feel a little bit more welcome.
All right. Trivia question. Who had a longer career, Lincecum or Hochaver?
I believe it was Lincecum.
I think Hochaver actually played more years.
Same.
Okay.
They both played the same years. Now, Hochaver had several years where he was on the roster.
Not playing.
Lincecum's last couple were like that, but yeah. But yeah, they both had like nine-year careers.
Yeah.
Wow. One of them clearly did more in the nine.
Oh, yeah.
One's got a lot more
Well, Lincecum's first six were... Woo!
Oh, yeah.
Damn, spectacular. Yes.
Yeah, pretty damn good.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then they were. Then 6 years later, the scouts were right. His arm did fall off.
Yeah. After 6 years.
It just
of
took six more years after.
Domination,
yeah.
Though.
Yeah.
But it is the most Royals thing ever. Because
but if you really look at it, that's probably the average
of a pitcher. 9 years.
It's 9 years.
Probably
yeah.
About
it's
nine
probably
years.
About that.
Well, in a way.
So it's not like you drafted a guy and, oh, we didn't get the. No, you got about what you should have.
Well, and but then the more specific part of it with Lincecum was they pitched him like every other day.
Oh,
well,
they borrowed time, so they're like, fuck it, go.
Well, first of all, when you play in three World Series, your time is.
No, I'm talking about in college.
In college.
I know that, too.
They pitched him every other fucking
day. But I'm saying even in MLB, though, when you play.
He played he played an extra season in postseason baseball.
Yeah, when
baseball.
You play an extra season.
Well,
you're,
good point, too, yeah.
Your time is going to be a little shorter than everybody else's. Then, yeah, like,
especially in this
indeed,
day and age.
Yeah,
yeah instead. Yeah. Like, I'm trying to think of some pitchers who've never made it, you know.
Nolan
well,
Ryan.
Yeah,
like, who can... Well, when you don't make the postseason ever, you can probably last another year or two.
Well, I was almost ready to say Zach Greinke, but he actually...
He did, finally.
He did quite a bit of postseason work.
Mm-hmm.
Just not here.
Yeah.
No.
Well, it was all with...
And it's not going to be. He's already shown
he's
going to retire last year.
Dodgers,
Houston,
Astros.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Ain't...
No.
Not
that's
with
it.
The Angels.
It was those three. Yeah. Because Arizona, Arizona.
He went to the Diamond, but he never made it
to the playoffs in Arizona.
They didn't?
No.
Okay.
I think they made the wild card game once.
But he pitched a lot with Milwaukee and the Dodgers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Houston in 2 years, I think, in Houston. Yeah.
That's what I mean. But all of his time came from just a few teams.
Yeah.
I'm saying.
Right. Yep.
Unlike Linscomb, where it was like every fucking year.
And then it's funny because it just goes back to the magic of 14 and 15, but Hoscher didn't have the career that Lincecum had, but in 2015, he was absolutely one of the best relievers in baseball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that doesn't say a whole lot, but you look at, particularly in the postseason, a lot of those games, he was the guy that nailed it down in the fifth and sixth inning before the back end could come in. I mean, it really does go back to how unique that was that, I mean, we were all ready to run him the fuck out of town. I remember we were all being mad. Oh, yeah, you're going to make him a fucking reliever. Woo! Because he wasn't on the roster in 14 because he was hurt.
Yeah, we weren't quite used to the pitcher turning into a reliever that's successful yet.
Yeah, we were
Wade Davis and
Hoche. Yep.
You're just like, oh, good. Great.
Great. That's going to fix it.
So, yeah, he'll blow a eighth inning lead instead of a first inning lead.
Yeah, down six.
Second inning lead.
I'm going to go ahead and throw this out there, though. While we're on Royals first-round picks and all that, Christian Colon is the greatest Royals first-round pick ever.
Yes. Just so I don't always sound like a dick, I'm going to say yes.
Name two bigger hits in Royals history.
The only reason, hang on, the only reason why you could give a nod to Hosmer was
in both those situations with his hits.
Yes.
Hosmer was involved in both of those games. Because the only reason why Colon gets the hit in the 15 World Series is because Hosmer stole home
basically
in the ninth.
Go ahead and add batting average to that.
Nah.
And just for that, the playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
And you've got it. Because he was batting like 700.
Yeah.
Where Hosmer was batting, whatever.
280.
280.
I'm just throwing that out there. I think there's an argument to be made.
Yeah. He made the most of what little time he used.
That's...
Especially, even more so than
Lincecum, because
he might have been batting 1,000. I don't know if he had any more hits than or any more at bats than
two. I don't think he did.
So he could have been batting 1,000.
I know in 15 that was his only at bat through the entire playoffs, even though he was on the roster the entire time.
That was his first average bat.
I remember us sitting there in that freaking B dubs.
Yep.
Going, wait, they're bringing.
And then I remember the next day listening to 810 and listening to Boddicker. And I love listening to him. He can be a dick, but I do love listening to him. And he said, keep throwing him sliders. See what's going to happen. Keep throwing him sliders. As the pitcher just kept throwing him sliders. And then finally he poked one.
Yep.
So.
Although, just this is a little bit of a sidebar.
You mean going back to 2015?
Kind of going back to first round Royals again. Could you imagine... For just a second, if Bo Jackson was playing for the Royals right now, and then you got Patrick Mahomes across the parking lot,
we would be the epicenter of sports.
ESPN would hate.
Yeah, they would not be happy.
Fucking loving ground that we.
Which is why when Sherman signs Ohtani, it's on, bitches. Yeah.
But I thought about that the other, the other day. We had one of the greatest. Athletes in the history of sports.
And we actually talked about that, I think, last year on one of our podcasts, that was the last time anyone gave a shit about Kansas City sports nationally.
Mm-hmm.
Was when Bo was
here. Where we weren't doing anything playoff.
Yeah, but
wise.
Bo Jackson was must-see TV.
Yeah. And like, good Lord, this city would not be able to handle that.
Well, and the sports gods were never going to let that happen to us. Because they do hate us.
Oh, yeah.
I can't help but think either that one of the reasons why the Royals are so bad is that the Chiefs have become so good. because the sports gods are like, never, fuck you. You can't have both.
They've never both been good at the same time.
And but not just good, but like... great. We all forget this. Royals were literally one of the best teams in baseball from about 75 to 85. Mm-hmm. That 10-year run.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not just good. They were one of the best...
they were elite.
Yes.
Teams. Like, it's like Oakland, Yankees, Royals.
Yeah. I mean, after 1971, the Chiefs were...
shit.
And then now...
for... until like 90.
Yes.
And then now... the Chiefs are top three teams in all of football, and we're terrible. So it's all the proof.
You said this ad nauseum, and I know. I really wish, Roger, you could have been around for this, because it would be hard for me to even imagine this, that the Royals at one time were outdrawing the Chiefs.
Yep.
You know, you go to Arrowhead, and you know, I went to an 1985. That was my very first Chiefs game, and it was during the World Series. We played the Denver Broncos, and I don't know. There might have been 30,000 people there, maybe.
Oh, I know the first
game. And everybody was dressed in blue. Of course, it is the World Series. So, I mean, that's hard to.
First Chiefs.
But then they were god-awful on top of it,
yeah.
The Chiefs. And then you went across the parking lot, and that place was...
first Chiefs game I ever went to, I think, was either 86 or 87, and my dad got 4 tickets because he bought a case of oil from Western Auto. It was against the Lions.
Well, and then I can just remember...
ooh, God. Your dad was trying to... not make you a Chiefs fan, right?
Not make you like football.
Yeah.
What, the 86 like, Lions against the 86
boy,
Chiefs?
Boy, I'm going to show you a bad game so you never watch sports again.
I don't want you taking on some angry sports alias 30 years later.
Here's a Chiefs of...
being angry about shit.
Here's a Chiefs
of... we're going to watch some suck
Gloria.
Football today.
God.
I fucking hate you.
He failed miserably. Yes. Look at you, Boston Tom. All angry and shit.
Swifty. Swifty Matt, Boston Tom.
God, what was the first Royals game you went to? 2005? With your dad?
No, that was in the 80s. That was in the 80s, and my dad actually kind of hates baseball, so.
Kind of hates baseball.
Yeah. He's a soccer guy.
Well, I don't know if you guys want to start a new podcast off of this or not.
Yeah.
Or if there's something, but I had some developments that happened over the weekend that I'd really like to discuss.
Shall we start another one?
Would we?
Yeah, let's start another one.
Because it involves more of what I'll say is what it involves in, so this either can be our lead into the next podcast.
It's a tease for the next podcast.
Or we just talk about it.
Do a tease.
But it'll be...
lay it on us.
It's about recruiting in high school for college sports.
Okay. We can do it in the next one.
Let's do it.
All right. Tune in next time.
Later.